How Coaching Turned Michael Jordan from a Great Player to the Greatest Player of All Time, read by the author, Gibson Sylvester. All Coaching is taking a player where he can't take himself, by Bill McCartney, college football coach. Many of us are capable of so much more. But for some reason, it's human nature to self-sabotage or limit ourselves. We tell ourselves we're not good enough, or we shouldn't attempt amazing things because the risk of failure or the risk of embarrassment. However, all of the self-limiters are false and fictitious. The truth of the matter is that we all have greatness tucked deep down on the inside of us. So you might ask yourself, what's going to bring it out of me? What's going to propel your health to the next level? What's going to propel your business to the next level? What's going to propel your career to the next level? What's going to prepare your relationships? You guessed it right, to the next level. The answer is, my friend, coaching. You see, Jordan deserves credit for the wins, but it was Coach Phil Jackson who deserves credit for preparing Michael Jordan for those wins. Many people debate, who should receive the credit? Who should receive the credit? Is it Jordan or is it Phil? Listen, these two things aren't mutually exclusive. I say both of them deserve the credit. So ask yourself this question, which is going to win out? Is it talent or is it coaching? Here's this axiom, great talent wins games, but great coaching wins championships. I think that's worth repeating. Great talent wins games, but great coaching wins championships. When we dig deeper into Jordan's past, we find that before Phil Jackson came, Michael Jordan played MVP level basketball. However, his team was nothing to write home about. At best, they were average. They were not a great team. Then something magical happened. In 1989, the Chicago Bulls hired Phil Jackson as their head coach. That single decision revolutionized the Bulls, revolutionized Michael Jordan, and it revolutionized the history of basketball forever. Now, I want to go over three secrets that we can learn from Phil Jackson's coaching, and you can apply this to every area of your own personal life. Number one, no matter how talented you are, you need a coach to bring out your best. You see, before Coach Phil Jackson came into Michael Jordan's life, he had never won a championship. As a result of Phil Jackson's coaching, Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls won not just one, not just two, not just three, but six NBA World Championships. The lesson, no matter how talented you are, you still need a coach to pull out the greatness within you. Here's a second secret. Your coach doesn't have to be as talented as you are. So many times we say, oh, if I'm going to go to this person, they have to be more talented in this area than I am. That's not necessarily true. Now, I say this respectfully, but Phil Jackson wouldn't be considered to be an elite player. In fact, he would be considered to be an average or even slightly below average when compared to Michael Jordan. In the 1960s, Phil Jackson played for the New York Knickerbockers. He was drafted the second round, which means he wasn't that much of a great player. In fact, he was known for not being a great offensive player. His defense was on point, but certainly not his offense. Michael Jordan was the complete opposite in terms of talent from Phil Jackson. Jordan was one of, or if not the best offensive player the game has ever known. When he played basketball, I felt like I was literally watching poetry. At any rate, Coach Phil had something that Michael Jordan needed. It was a coach who saw the bigger picture. It was a coach who had the right action plan. And sometimes that's all you need to get over the hump. Last, but certainly not least, the third secret is coaching can either make or break you. Can you imagine what Michael Jordan's career would have been had he never been coached by Phil Jackson? The old adage is true. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But no one ever stops to ask, if the student never prepares him or herself, what happens? What goes on? In order for coaching to work for you, you must act fast. You must act decisively. Act as though your life depended on it. Coaching will awaken things in you that you never know were even possible. So my question to you is, what's holding you back? As my coach used to say to me, why are you trying to delay the inevitable? Get up and make it happen, because it certainly is not going to make it happen on its own. Listen, this has been Gibson Sylvester, your coach, and I hope everything that you desire, everything that you are seeking in your life, in your career, in your entrepreneurial endeavors, in your professional athletic career. I pray and hope that you just continue to go better, get better and better, and that you get the coaching that you actually deserve and need. Thank you very much.